Thanks again for joining me here at my bookstore blog. Books not found in your so-called Christian bookstore, right? This book, so many versions, Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck. You know, you're not even going to find this at your Christian, in your local Christian bookstore, let alone, you know, maybe your church has a bookstore, right? If you have not figured it out yet, most churches are liberal, okay? Started with Billy Graham, okay? He was the founder of Christianity Today, if you didn't know that. And when you read Christianity Today, and he kissed the Pope's ring, and that is exactly what you get out of Christianity Today. You don't get any Christianity, you get all religion, mostly Roman Catholic. And you can thank Billy Graham for that. Like I said, he kissed the Pope's ring. I didn't. He did. And Peter wouldn't have even done that. So in John 10:33 on page 100, as we finish up the New World Translation, I think you have realized that this doesn't even come close to God's perfect words of the 1769 King James Bible, right? I mean, this book is heinous. Jesus Christ, a created being, a begotten God inside God the Father, two gods. I mean, what is going on with this translation? John 10:33, the Jews answered him, "We are stoning you, not for a fine work, but for blasphemy, even because you, although being a man, make yourself a God." Okay, there it is again, a God, okay? Not God, a God, and it's lowercase g. And that is, and you wonder why they don't believe Jesus Christ is God? Look at what version they believe. What the New World translators have done with John 1:18 is very interesting. They could have selected two other MS readings, the only one and the only Son of God, but they steadfastly kept the text they were following and translated it, the only begotten God. The word for only begotten probably should be translated only, probably should. How do you like those words? Probably should be translated. Yeah, that's a scholar for you, right? Probably should be translated. Probably? Maybe? Not certain. That should be another clue for you. Probably should be translated only, and there is absolutely no reason for not translating Theos as God, as we have already mentioned. There is no consistency except that of dogmatic consistency in their translation of Theos as a God. They have not even been consistent in their dogmatism in the translation of John 20, verse 38, where we would have expected my Lord and my God, both lowercase l and lowercase g. So there you have it. Again, why they would have this with other... I'll tell you why they have the New World Translation. Because it was also endorsed by Westcott and Hort, as well as all the other translations in this book. Okay? They all come from the same Greek text, the Westcott and Hort Greek text. Now, if you have done any studying on Westcott and Hort, and one day I'll have his book up here, or their book, Westcott and Hort, because that's just another book, not in your so-called Christian bookstore, right? Nobody knows who Westcott and Hort is. Well, they're a big reason why we have these problem texts, okay? And they endorse the Jehovah Witnesses. If you have the interlinear from the Jehovah Witnesses, it's a purple book, okay? In the footnotes, right in the beginning, Westcott and Hort endorses it. You can't make this stuff up, you guys. But you know what? Who needs a translation who thinks that Christ is a begotten God, a created being, and there's two gods and one God. It's just heinous. It is absolutely that of the devil. And just like your New American Standard, your English Standard Version, and all the rest of them, they're all a product of the New World Translation, the Jehovah Witness text. Thanks again.